welcome to Marooned at MacBytes headquarters, day
67. Also known as Stressed at MacBytes headquarters.
Yes. Yes, there were bad words said, weren't there?
There were.
There were some new bad words said. Mike had never even heard before.
They were new.
Oh, they were.
No, because I've said them myself.
These were really bad, Mike.
Were they?
Well, I'm not surprised.
Like apple.
That's a
bad word, isn't
that
it?
That is a bad word. Oh, come on. I am having one of those days, I'm afraid. It's one of those days when you say to yourself, why on earth did I decide that this was a good idea? Nothing is working right. But never mind my woes. Hello, Jonathan. Hello, Deb. And hello, Kim. I want the rain. Send it to me. It's muggy warm here again. And my computer's not happy with me. It's incredibly upset with me. It started last night. How's everybody else's day going? Started last night. I'm typing away. I'm actually typing a message to Mike about Google Slides. So hold the word slides in your mind. I'm typing away. And then I glance up at the screen and I'm thinking, what? And it was like it was in hieroglyphics. Now, I have been having problems with the keyboard in terms of I hit the space key and unless I hit it right in the middle, I don't get a space. So I'm looking, thinking, is it that? And then I realise that not all the letters are there. So I thought, fair enough, let's have a look at it. And then I realise that the letters that are missing are all the same letter. So I thought I must be hitting. And then I thought, well, I can't be hitting the wrong key. It's just like, there's no letter there. Then I realise it's only one letter that's missing, the D key. Can I get the D key to show? So I think, oh, the keyboard's gone. So I test the keyboard, dead as a dodo, on the D key. The rest, fine, not the D key. So I'm muttering to myself. I actually get to the stage of checking the price of a replacement keyboard. I turn it off, I turn it on, I do the magical incantations. I waft a chicken at it. I put pixie dust on it. It's not having it. I bang it on the desk. Still not having it. That's the point I think I went to check the price. £120. So I picks up the keyboard in a complete temper. And I bangs it on the desk the other way round. So instead of banging it at on its edge where the space bar is, I flip it over and I bang it on the other edge and then throw it on the desk. At which point the D key springs back to life. I think, right, okay. And I carry on. It's been fine all day. Obviously, it's a little bit tight turnaround here tonight. We've got Marooned and then we've got the Clap for Carers and then I've got to get back in and I've got to get two machines set up and the entire desk set up for the Affinity publisher colour thing. So I'm typing away. Our glances, no D key. So the air went blue. So Mike said, it's fine. Do you remember that when this happened, I had a problem with the keyboard, it just died. And I could tell last night that part of the problem was Bluetooth. The Bluetooth on the mouse was going on and off. So I thought, right, okie-dokie, never mind. Mike said, I'll give you my keyboard. So he's given me a wired keyboard, which I have plugged in. Guess what? No D key. These were the bad words. It's not the keyboard, is it? If it isn't working on two keyboards and one of them is plugged in. So I have to go through the whole process. Mike said, just reboot. Why would it not be a good idea for me to reboot at this point? Apart from the fact I've got live sessions later. But even more important than that, why would it not be a good idea for me to reboot? Let's see who's awake and on the ball. Hello, Paul. Oh, a fire in the fireplace. Oh, I'm just going to close my eyes and dream about that. Thing is, in our extension, we've got a beautiful fire. It's gorgeous. We love it. And of course, well, I did say I'd put the Christmas tree up. Christmas tree's right next to the fire. I would love to be in there with that on. But unfortunately, the extension also has acreages of windows, and it's far too hot. If I could just order some snow, that would be amazing. Doesn't sound like the best of days. No, Jonathan. But particularly, why should I definitely, absolutely, categorically not reboot? When I said why to Mike, he went, I wouldn't have thought of that one. I said, no, but that would be completely calamitous, wouldn't it? And he said, you're not joking. It would be a disaster. Exactly. It would definitely be a disaster. Who can work out why? Mike didn't. I think Jonathan's on a roll from last night when he correctly guessed post-it notes. Talking of which, Jonathan, are you hanging around for the colour one? Let me get my camera. Where's the camera? Let's give you a sneaky peek. Sneaky peek of what's on the desk. Of course, this might be the only sneaky peek you get of it, given the fact that everything has gone wrong today. That is actually either going to be a complete nightmare and it will continue to go wrong, or it'll be a good sign. You're wondering why it would be a good sign. Because when everything goes wrong in rehearsals, it's fine when I'm live. But so far, not so good with that. Let's just say. You have the live shows and it takes time to start up. It would. This was about 6:30, so I would have had time. No, I was absolutely freaked out at the prospect of doing it because... Now, this isn't a big giveaway on account of the fact my password's like 70-odd characters long. There's a D in it. Ooh. You've got to go for your walk. Yeah, you see, you're organising yourself. And you've got to be back for Klaxon with Isaacs, haven't you? Sounds good. Sounds good, Jonathan. So my biggest fear was that the D key would still not be working and I would not be able to enter my password. You should not... Exactly, Jonathan. Exactly. It would have said over here. I'm not even joking. At the moment... What's the matter?
I was going to say, can you sign me in to my Zoom account next door?
Yes, of course I can.
Because although the password's in one password...
One password's locked.
Yeah. Otherwise, I'll type it in character by character.
Yes, but it's probably as long as my left leg. So why don't I just open one password for you and be done? It is one of those days, as you can tell. It will be cooler. Mike went out earlier and then had to come back and have a cold shower.
I'm not even in meeting attire.
Stick your wig on. No one will notice.
That's an idea.
Yep, it's an entertainment night. See, Mike's got a meeting and I'm supposed to be with him, but I decided, you know what, got enough grief to start with. I'm just contemplating whether this will actually open one password. Yes! Right, where you go? You're fine now.
Thank you.
You're welcome. If you need...
You want some ice?
Oh, yes, please. We're discussing the lack of a D key here. What about remote connecting from another computer after you reboot? Yes, true. That might work. But you know when you've got two live shows, two live shows and Mike's got a meeting and then after the meeting he's got a social. So he'll be handling about 80-odd people, maybe more. Trying to get into a room. So I didn't want to make it any more complicated than it needed to be. But today was the day it decided to mess about. Only that wasn't the word I used. Then I thought to myself, right, not a problem. Get Wirecast up and get your phone hooked up to it. Not having it. It can see it. If we define seeing it as not giving an error message and saying, yo, your phone's there. Enjoy. Only as I'm looking at the screen, it's black. Just black. So my phone is not hooking up to it. Also seeing there, let me do that. You are now kidding me. Oh, if this other thing happens at 8:30, it will be a miracle. Not even joking. Because now what's happening, apart from the fact I couldn't see my iPad, so I thought my phone, so I thought, right, not a problem. You're really getting to see behind the scenes of a Mac Bites today. I thought, right, it can't see the phone. I will open up, which I did with you guys last week. I'll open up QuickTime and we'll just do the QuickTime thing and it'll be fine. And QuickTime crashed repeatedly. So that's not working either. Then what happened? I then decided that I'd do the air server manoeuvre. Now, the reason that we stopped using air server was because it kept crashing. Are you following along with this plot? Which it already has done. So I'm going to have to do it that way. I cannot think of another way to do it. And everything's just crashing. Yeah, it's one of those days. Also, to make matters worse, I've got weirdness going on that I've got stuff flying across the screen. It's not going to work. I swear, nothing is going to work. So Wirecast wasn't working, QuickTime wasn't working, and now Air Server not working. I am finally down to my last trick. I have one left. Paul's right. Let's try Reflector. I stopped using Reflector. The quality was absolutely shocking. But, you know, needs must. Desperation. Let's just do it. Let's have a look. So far, so good. Right, that one's working at the moment. Clearly, won't be working later when I need it. But this is when people say, why have you got nine ways to share an iOS device? This is why. There's absolutely no reason that this isn't working, but it's not working in like nine different ways. Right. You usually need to enter the old one to change it to the new one. If I had my password in 1Password, I could copy it. Because what I had to do last night with this long message about Google Slides, and if I said the word slide once, only it came in as sleaze because there was no D in it. I had to copy a D from somewhere else, go online, find a D, copy it, and then paste it into this message so it made sense. So I could send it, and then I contemplated rebooting. But at that point, it came back to life, so I thought, fine, it's just a blip. Clearly, not just a blip. So the desk looks like a bomb has hit it. And I haven't even finished my slides yet, and I'm going to have all of it literally, what, 5 minutes? Between marooned and the next one. Now, when I say I haven't finished my slides, I have finished my slides, or I would have finished my slides, but for the fact they've altered the interface. And now I need to retake all the screenshots. Yeah, I have been a happier bunny, let's say that. So hopefully you will all join me tonight, if only to have a good laugh when it all goes wrong. And even my poor Mike, he won't be there to see it, bless him. Right, let me take that one. Oh, that'll do nicely. I'll just take a screenshot of that. And hopefully that'll all work. What a day. How's everybody else's day gone? Jonathan's day is obviously fabulous because his computer's on the way to him. So you can't really say fairer than that, can you, Jonathan? Hopefully, here tomorrow. Any news on it? Hello, Carl! How the dickens are you? Long time no see. Thank you, Mike. I've got ice now. That might help my mood somewhat. Might help the computer as well if I shove it up its interface. It landed in the UK. Fantastic. I'm predicting. Are we opening a book on what time you get it tomorrow? And did you get a tripod? These are the things we need to know, Jonathan. Because we know the one-handed unboxing did not go well. And we cannot have a calamity with your new toy. Stayed in Germany for a while, sightseeing. Hey, steady on. Steady on if it's sightseeing in Germany. They've lifted lockdown. Oh, it might not end well. Oh, it's been raining since Monday. I want to be anywhere but here. Would anybody like to swap? If you're wondering what this noise is, it's ice going into my metal thing. I've got a metal bottle that I keep my water in, which I'll be needing during my session, if only to keep the computer cool. It really has been one of those days. Oh, you didn't, did you, Carl? Oh, my. Oh, Jonathan's got a tripod. Use for his SLR. You can buy a very cost-effective adapter for that, Jonathan. I think it's about £4 to £5. If you can get one on its own, it has a screw on the bottom that you can screw onto a standard tripod. Sometimes it's actually cheaper to get a selfie stick with one of those on. And if the selfie stick at the other end has got the little tripod end on, then it's multi-purpose. But I bought three of those, I think. Paul will take my heat. Done, Paul. It's horrible. It's not normal heat in the UK. It's just oppressive. There's no nice breeze or fresh air. It's just smoggy. It's horrible. It is. Not severe, though. Oh, Carl, that must have been a worry. We've been following our friend, Steve Donoghue. He had it incredibly bad. He's been in hospital for 6 weeks. But he left the other day. He was on a ventilator. He had a tracheotomy. He's lost a lot of weight. He can't walk. But he staggered out of hospital on a Zimmer frame with a couple of people holding him up and some crutches. So he's in a good place. He was actually interviewed on a TV show and all over the front of the evening news. That's me pouring water into this bottle that doubtless will end up all over the keyboard, which could solve the problem with the D key. Because my next step is a hammer. But I don't think it's actually a physical keyboard problem. I think it's something on the Mac. I remember when Macs used to work. I'm that old. I wouldn't think twice about putting an update on or anything, though. It was just amazing. So I'm so glad to see you back, Carl. Excellent. And we've had a good week, haven't we, gang? It was my birthday. Still got some cake. We had some last night. We waited until after Marooned, and then we got the cake out and tried it. This is Cassie's gluten-free, her first ever gluten-free cake. Oh, it was a complete triumph, I am happy to report. It was gorgeous. I couldn't see from the outside of the cake. I could see it had some buttercream in it. But when we got through to the middle, oh, had strawberry in it as well. Loving it. Loving it. Is the computer too hot? No, I don't believe it is. Temperature? No, I've had it about 20 degrees hotter in here. It just seems to be, it's quite finickety. Seriously. I think I've tracked down the D key fiasco to it wouldn't work, and then I closed Keynote and then it did. Now I've opened Keynote again and it's fine. But I mean, that's not good. In any way, shape or form, that is not good, that you are literally left in a position where you've got to close an app and then reopen it again because it's broken something at system level. It's crazy. But what can you do? I'm seriously wondering if I could get away with these slides. Do you think I should try? No, I should do it properly, shouldn't I? I did do all the others. I sat there last night and I created a lot of masters. I could show you how I did that. That's a good point. Could do that. And something flashed by that you wanted to see tomorrow. And I've totally forgotten what it was. I was going to talk about it, but I have totally forgotten what it was. Do you mean interference, Paul? I wondered about that in the night. Because the mouse thing was going on and off. So I thought it's a Bluetooth issue. And then it just stopped as soon as it started. I think the machine needs rebooting, but you can take it from me. It's not going to get rebooted before tonight's session. There's no chance. It would take far too long to get it back up. And it's not even just getting it back up. It's getting everything else back up and running. What is concerning is the main... Something is stuck. He couldn't make this up, honestly. Something is stuck on Wirecast. So as I'm trying to share it, but I'm not broadcasting, it's not sharing the right stuff. Did I turn Bluetooth on and off? I did. And I turned all of the devices on and off. It's just poor. I remember you never really had to do stuff like that, did you? It was like the old thing of, and everybody said it, and I don't think anybody ever did it, the PRAM. Have you reset the PRAM? And I remember going through this, and it was like, the last thing was, have you set the PRAM? No, I haven't. and I still had whatever this issue was. And I thought, you know what, I might as well just set the PRAM. And it worked. It was the first time in 12 years it had actually worked. Mike, now I've got a problem with Wirecaster. It's telling me that that up there is what's on that screen, and clearly it's not.
No.
Even though I've restarted it. Like I said, you know, this just isn't going to happen, is it, tonight? I'm going to try and get it going and it's just going to fall over. Either that or it will work perfectly on at the point of broadcast. One or the other. One or the other. So what's gone on today? You said you had bad words with something as well. Possibly nearer the microphone, Mike.
Oh, yeah, I'm just trying to think. I know what it was. Yeah, at AZ, I'm out of breath because I've been running around with the dog. At AZ, we get Office 365 updates twice a year. So you know how they release updates every month? Well, what they do is they roll 6 months' worth of updates up into one big update. And it's called the semi-annual channel. So there's different ways that you can get updates. You can get updates on the monthly channel, but a lot of companies will not do that because obviously something might break.
When he says might, he means definitely.
Yes, I left a gap there for you to come in on that.
That could just be me.
So I got an email the other day that said, during this week and next week, because they'll roll it out over a couple of weeks, there's going to be a Windows 10 update and an update to Office. And the update to Office brings it up to 1908. Now, that's not the year 1908, as in 100 odd years ago.
I made that sarcastic comment.
Funny. But it's Office 365 version 1908, which means it was released in August last year. Now, I've been waiting for ages for XLookup to become available so I can add it to my lookup course and make a video on it at work. So I thought, oh, this is when it's going to be released. So what I did last night is I decided, just as I finished work, that I would update my work laptop to the 64-bit version of Office. God knows why I hadn't already done it. So I logged on to what we call our software store, which is basically an internal app store, and I requested it, and it downloaded it, and it went through the process, and then I got a notification that said it's failed. Now, not only had it failed, it uninstalls a 32-bit Office first.
So the only thing it managed to do was totally nuke your,
so I'm left
your
with,
working environment.
Yeah, I'm left with no Office install. So I get up early anyway to do a couple of hours of my own work, before my work. And I brought my laptop in here and I thought, I'll give it another go. So this was 5 o'clock this morning. Thought, I'll give it another go. And it failed again. So I thought, I've got no option here but to get 32-bit reinstalled. They call it a rollback to 32-bit, but it's basically the 32-bit version of Office. So I got that installed and everything came back and it was like hunky-dory. And when I checked the installation, the version number, it was 1908. Now, everyone else on my team is on 1902, so that's February last year. I'm on 1908. So obviously the rollback is giving me the latest version of the 32-bit that they're releasing. And I thought, great. And then I went into Excel and put equals XL, as in XLookup, and nothing came up.
Which was actually the entire purpose
which was
of doing
the, yeah,
this.
The reason I was doing it. So then I found out that actually XLookup is not going to be released to those customers on the semi-annual channel until July this year. So it's then going to be released. It's going to be tested in our environment. So it could well be the autumn. And as you said, it could be deprecated by then.
Yes. I'm quite confident it will be.
So I'll just make a YouTube video and do it for myself.
This is the kind of day you have, isn't it?
Yes.
And that's without anything on the wireless front. Because I had a bit of an issue with one of the Velops.
On wireless.
Yeah, one of the Velops got itself giddy. I've no idea why. It was bang in the middle of the mesh. So it couldn't You couldn't say I couldn't get a signal. It was surrounded by Velops. Anyway, a swift kick and it was fine. But honestly, it really has been one of those days.
Yeah, Paul says August 2019. That'll be that's the date of the Office release. Apparently, X Lookup came in September 2019.
And by the time you've done... The thing is, though...
So we missed it by a month.
I cannot really understand... Why?
That's like 1 month out.
Yes.
Like 1 day out.
You know, year out. Companies, they really do feel that they can control what people access. And as you and I know, when you started, no one had a computer at home or a smartphone and they weren't bothered. They'd use whatever was put in front of them and just moan about it. But now it's like, I don't, what have they rolled out for to-do stuff? What are you supposed to,
AstraZeneca.
Yeah, what are you supposed to use for
Microsoft To Do?
Right, so let's say they've actually rolled out Microsoft To Do and somebody's like, not using that. I use Trello. I use Asana. And they head off and they use it. Yeah. I mean, like Notion now
somebody
being free.
Somebody posted, when we had Yammer or Chatter before we had Workplace, somebody posted and said, can I use, was it Trello? Could have been Trello. It was what one we were using, so it could have been. Yeah, it was Trello. Can I use Trello for my own personal projects? And somebody from IT said, no, it's not authorised for use. And somebody else came back and said, but she said her own personal use.
Yeah, but it's on their computer. So
it's on their computer, but she'd be signing in as herself.
Yes, but if there was any issues,
yeah,
I can see where they're coming from. Put it like that.
Hello, Carl. Long time no see.
I said that. Yeah. He's recovered.
Good.
He had the dreaded.
Ah, no.
Exactly.
Glad to hear you back.
Exactly. So it has really been one of those days, hasn't it? Are you going to give him the punchline to that? You did actually manage to get up and working again in the end. But you still haven't got your toy.
I still haven't got my toy now. Right, I'm going to get
But people know about X Lookup from elsewhere.
Yeah, exactly.
And then they're getting onto IT and saying, why isn't this there? Why can't I use it? Do you know, I would say working in IT used to be such fun. But to be honest, it never was. When we do our radio show on a Saturday night, there's a lady there and she's not exactly a technophobe, but she's not big into technology. And she, all the guys at work who were into technology, she calls them pointy heads in a very nice, kind way. So she was calling us pointy heads at the weekend and people were like, what's a pointy head? Thinking it was an insult. No, we don't take pointy head as an insult. We don't. Oh, yes, Carl, that's pretty bad. And today, I don't think this is a secret, there'll be 75,000 people with one of these. United have been saying for a while they expected the money for your season ticket. I think it was the beginning of May. And they said, we won't be taking the money for the season tickets because we're not finished last season yet, which doesn't normally stop them taking it at inappropriate times, like months and months before you need it. And there's these four outstanding home matches. So they haven't given you the money back and they don't really know what to do with it. So they were at the point with this thing. I think I need a drink. They were at the point with this thing. They had no idea what to do about the matches. Finally, we got an email today. So Mike's reading this email out. And basically they're saying, we are going to reduce the price of next year's season ticket by the amount that you've not used this year for those four games. So Mike's looking at it and he says, well, that definitely means either the season's over and you can forget it, or they will, if they ever play those four games, that it won't be with a crowd. So we're thinking they've actually made a decision at last. So maybe that will get to us sooner rather than later now, Carl, because they wouldn't have told their 75,000 season ticket holders what they were going to do with it if there was a chance the Premier League would say something else. I think they should just give it to Liverpool. I mean, they were literally 6 points away, weren't they? So there's no way anybody was catching them. But who knows? When you say behind closed doors, people are going to be outside. Let's be honest. I'm not seeing that that's safe in any way, shape or form. They're also saying United, I don't know if you saw this, this was in, I think it was tonight's paper. They've lost 28 million. And I said to Mike, I would actually have expected it to be more, much more. But the 28 million that they say they've lost is 20 million TV money and 8 million on various other things. But I'm thinking, why are you giving the 20 million back? Because these matches, if they're behind closed doors, would have to be on the TV. Because if they're not on the TV, guess what people are going to do? Turn up at the ground. We had a couple of mates who actually did that. Insanity or what? They did it with one of the European games, which was like the last one before the lockdown. They went out there. It was without a crowd. And they managed to get in. And you pretty much know that they're going to get in with situations like that when they're out there, because who's going to stop them? They're going to have like a full complement of security. It's an unholy mess, as I said to Mike, a complete unholy mess. And I don't see it being sorted out anytime soon. How would you feel about winning it without playing those last few matches? Would you be happy with that? I know some that wouldn't. It's like not quite the same, is it? See how that's doing. How does that look? Not bad. Not bad. I'm still fiddling with these slides. You would love to have one password at work. When you say at work, on your work machine, do you have the actual app or do you have a family account? We have a family account, and that's what gave it Mike at work. And he's now in his little furry element with it. He loves it. He's got 1Password X, and it is called 1Password X, not 1Password 10, installed in Chrome. And that hooks in to your online account. So you don't actually need to install anything. It just installs as a plugin. So that's how he's got it at work. He isn't allowed to actually install the 1Password app, but he can install this extension. And of course, if you've got a 1Password account, you can get your passwords by actually logging into your account. Yep, if you've got a family account, you shouldn't really have a problem. Have you ever tried just logging into it in a browser? Obviously, you've got to manually copy and paste it, which is where the extension comes into it. But the extension, there are two extensions, which makes it complicated. One extension hooks into the desktop version of 1Password, but the other extension is called 1Password X, and that hooks into the family account. So you don't actually need to have 1Password installed at all. You should be all right with that. That's exactly what Mike does. For years and years, he only had it on his phone. So what he'd have to do was get a password up on his phone and then painstakingly type it in. But now the account business sorted all of that. It's not available in all browsers. I think it's available in Chrome, Edge, because Edge uses Chrome, and I think they added one for Firefox. But for instance, on my Vivaldi install, I've got it hooked into the old way of doing it, where it looks for the locally installed app. But actually, there's no need to have 1Password installed full stop now. With the way they've done it, you can use the whole thing just in the cloud. They've probably got it locked down as well, extensions, and they lock everything. I would have thought an extension would be allowed. But even if it's not, you can actually log into it. It is a bit of a pain that you've got to put that long key in. Once you've got the extension and you've hooked into it, you may have to log into 1Password, but you don't have to put that long key in. So you could potentially say trust this browser, and it wouldn't be that it's not asking you for a password, it just wouldn't ask you for the, I forget what the key thing's called, it's a hugely long thing. Yes, poor Mike, he didn't enjoy that, Paul, because you know, the more secure your passwords, the more difficult that is. One thing that I suggested to him, and it made it a bit easier, if you use suggested passwords that come up from 1Password or from Safari, they're just like hieroglyphics. So I said to him, pick a character to put between words. So either a space or a dash or an underscore. I said, and then put in like four words and a number. So you make sure one of the words is in capitals and separate the words with your separator of choice. And then put a number at the end, or put a number at the beginning if you want. It works. It works. Let's just say that. Hadn't thought about logging in with the secure key. The secure key is the pain in the backside. The easier, I'm suggesting that, I mean, those passwords aren't easier. It's just easier for you to type that they're proper words. But we're talking like random words. There was an old, you know, the cartoon thing. Is it KRWS or something? They explained why it was more secure than random strings. And they used the example, horse battery staple and a number. So don't make it horse battery staple. But basically three words that are not really connected in any way, but that you could glance at. So even if it was a really long word, you could glance at like resistance and be able to type it and then glance back and look at the next word. Apple ID passwords, proper words that are not very nice. I did that once, Kim. I did that with an Adobe password. I was so annoyed with them. And it was one of these situations where they made me log in repeatedly. And then they insisted I change my password. So I logged in like three times that day and everything was fine. And then they insisted I change my password literally 30 seconds before I was going live. You should have seen what I put. And every time afterwards I glanced at it, I thought, oh yes, I remember that night. So what else has everybody been up to? So Carl saying, winning without playing would devalue it. I totally get that, Carl. We did that once. The first time we won it in 20-odd years was 1993. And it was a bank holiday Monday. We'd played the day before, I think. And then somebody... who was playing? I want to say it was Oldham. But somebody was playing on the bank holiday. That was the bank holiday match. And basically, if A beat B, we were league champions. So we were having this family meal. And we were like listening to the match. And it was actually quite an anticlimax. Like, oh, we're league champions. But, you know, you're not at a match and you're not in a pub or whatever. And it was an anticlimax. When we departed, because we were actually at my mum and dad's, and then I headed back to Mike's flat with Mike. As we left, it was probably about an hour and a half after that, and he said, should we go to the ground? I said, yeah, let's go to the ground. And we went there and we parted the night away. Everybody was at the ground, because obviously it was an away match, you know. And, oh, we had a ball. We had a ball. But yeah, it is a bit different if you win it and you don't play. In all the times we won it from 1993 onwards, I'm not going to believe this, Carl, we never once did it at home. We had the thing presented at home, obviously, but we never, ever actually were at home either waiting for somebody else to lose or waiting for us to win. That never happened in what is it, about 16 years? Never happened. Still waiting for that. Still waiting. But I agree with you. But I do think Liverpool should have it. I think if they just kibosh it, that really isn't on, because they were that far ahead. We shall have to see. But clearly, for United to make a decision, I think the decision's been made. We now just need to know, you know, upon what basis is it that you are making that decision? Maybe somebody could let us know. We shall have to see. Right, look what I got when I collected my shopping from Grandma, finding it hard to not eat. Oh, let me have a look. Let me have a look what you have got, Jonathan. Is it a treat and have I got one? That's what I need to know. Let's have a look. It's thinking about opening it. Hello, Tracy. That sounds alarmingly warm. Not suitable for me at all. Ooh, it's the fruit crumble. That looks gorgeous. Mmm, I'm liking the look of that. And I see no spoon marks in it yet, Jonathan. Notice the yet on that. You're a lucky boy. I assume with that she was rather happy with her shopping then. You got all the right brands. Grandma knows best. You know that. Grandma knows best. So how are things with you, Tracy? What's been going on? Kiva and I had our AM walk in the rain. She had a proper bath this morning. Oh, with 30 minutes of Zoomies after. Yeah, Maya did that when he had a bath. Only the thing was, he had a bath. Then he went mental doing his Zoomies and he dived headfirst into the rose bushes. He came out and he looked, well, basically like a black Samoyed, and he had to go in the bath again. He was not a happy dog that day. He never really did like baths at all. We did groom Lola the other night. She's so patient. Maya would have been fighting you every brush, literally, but she just lay there. So Mike's like rubbing one side, I'm rubbing the other, and then the brush is going in, and we got off quite a bit of fur because it's a little bit too warm here for her as well. So we said we would get some undercoat off her. But she actually always looks pretty pristine, even when she's been rolling in mud. Sammies are very lucky like that they've got a dual coat. So the longer fur, the dirt falls off, and the soft, downy fur is like underneath that, so it doesn't really get dirty. But she did have a bit of a groom. Spent all morning changing batteries in remote sensors in the flood drain system. Tracy, you know how to live. Do you trim Samoyeds? No, not really. We certainly don't. It is permissible, if you were showing a dog a Samoyed, to trim just behind the fur, behind the front legs, just to get it like an even length. But that's the only element of trimming that they actually allow. One thing that we will do, she's got a couple of ear knots. The fur behind the ear is long and it's soft, and you just cannot help it getting into a knot. Even if you groomed it twice a day every day, it just knots. So what we've done is we've left it, because you're like, so what? So she's got two ear knots. But it's actually grown quite long now, so I think what we could do is just trim the knot off the end. It's too fine a fur to be able to like comb it out. It wouldn't comb out. But I tell you what we'll do, so you know exactly what we're talking about. When I finally do trim it off, I'll take a photo so you can see an ear knot. The first time I felt an ear knot on Mayer, I'm sure I mentioned this. I'm petting him and, you know, my hands are going behind his ears. And I felt this lump. And I thought, oh my God, he's got a tumour. No, it was an ear knot. It was not a catastrophe. It was an ear knot. And that's all it was. I was nearly having kittens, I can tell you. But it was just an ear knot. So I will show you an ear knot. We did get accosted in London once by this little old lady. And she really laid into us and said, it's incredibly cruel. How could you walk that dog round in this heat and not give it, shave it, she actually said, not shave it. And I'm thinking, who died and left you in charge? Because even if she was the world's best expert in other dogs, Labradors or something, you don't ever shave a Samoyed because it has very, very fair skin underneath. And the fur acts as like a reflector for the heat away. If you shaved it off, you'd have to be putting sun lotion on it. You don't shave a Samoyed. It's as simple as that. And I cannot imagine, I could never ever imagine being just walking up the street and just saying something to somebody about something that I have zero knowledge. She was just assuming. And she went on and on and on. I said, excuse me, do you know this breed? It's a Samoyed. You don't shave it. And she just walked off with like, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. You're just being cruel. I should report you. Hello, Anthony. Let's have a look. Drain Pong. That's a great title for the show. Drain Pong. Oh, dear. Oh, no. Let's have a look. Brass fittings. Could well be. Could well be. I have said actually to Mike today, by the way, this clap for carers not being mentioned. We've had other calamities government-wise today. Apparently, we charge foreign people to work in the NHS, from what I can understand, from the proverbial hitting the air conditioning anyway. And it's been requested that this thing is done away with, and apparently it's now being done away with. But because that's been going on all day, I haven't heard one word about the clap for carers. Mike and I are still going out. Mike's washed the door handles especially. And we've got the tambourines. We've also, well, I did say, to put Lola in a suit so I can put a lead on her. This is after she was nearly accosted by the neighbour last week, if you recall. Electronics for monitoring remotely water levels in the storm drain system. That sounds terribly geeky, Tracy. We have none of that here. We just trust people, which is probably not the wisest manoeuvre we've ever had, is it? Trusting people to do absolutely anything. Traffic-wise has been, we've actually had some traffic jams here today, but fewer people out walking. They're clearly all in their garden, enjoying the weather. Whereas Jonathan and I are far too sensible to enjoy this weather. It's far too warm. How are you doing where you are, Carl? Have you got a nice breeze on the coast? I'm loving what the Blackpool Tourist Board are doing, which is basically don't come visit. Don't come and visit at all. I've got a friend who lives up near, is it Bispham? Or is it not quite as far as Bispham? You know the, what's that hotel called? The Norbreck Castle. He lives about two roads over from the Norbreck Castle and was saying that they don't want anybody visiting. Yeah, it's too hot to walk. It is. It's oppressive. It would be nice if it was. Like I said, I went to Brighton and it was gorgeous. It was about 32, 34. And I thought, oh, it's going to be far too hot for me. But when you were out, you know, in a room, yes, it was. But when you were out, it was lovely. And I thought, this must be what it's like in Spain. Never having been to Spain, you know, where there is heat, but it's not oppressively can't breathe heat. But that's all we ever have here. Oh, Kiva's pulled a bed over by the fireplace to take a nap. Oh, bless her. Lola dragged hers over towards the Nina's been. Nina dropped off some dog food. So it's in the hall and Lola's dragged hers over to that so she can just guard it. She was also guarding for quite some considerable time a box of dentist sticks. I got these huge, huge dentist sticks and she's been guarding those for quite a while. But now that they're disappearing down in the box, we've had to move it because she's at the point of like, I could get in that box. So that's gone. It is weird, I find, how they move their bed because she never moves the one upstairs. It's on this little landing thing between the two staircases that we have. And she never touches that one. She just flops on that. She's quite happy there. She has taken in the heat to wanting the toilet door open. We have a bathroom, but we have a separate toilet. Bathroom she's not overly bothered about, but the toilet has a wooden floor, a painted wooden floor. And she's taken to lying on there. I presume it's cool and she likes it. What made us laugh with that was Maya used to do that all the time. And if he'd flopped there in the evening, obviously there'd be four of us in the house. You had to all make sure that you had used the facilities before he flopped, because once he'd flopped, there was no shifting him. Literally no shifting him. You'd have to walk to the nearest pub to use their facilities because you weren't moving him. And I think he liked, particularly when it was warm, the bowl at the bottom of the toilet's cool. So he would just curl up round it. Mad dog. Mad dog. But that's dogs for you. It is very quiet out there. I can only assume people are enjoying themselves in the decent weather. Talked to a few friends and a good few of them back at work now. If they can work from home, they are working from home. But other ones that can't have actually all gone back. Dogs are incredibly smart. They're way, way brighter than people, I find. But that's just me. Maybe I'm mixed with the wrong kind of people. Maybe I do. Dogs are, they are just so clever. So you have a lot of monitoring equipment for remote stations and make and monitor and record applications of slurry and manure. It's regulated to avoid overuse. Wow. No, I don't think we have anything like that equivalent here. Having to think about it. No, I don't think so. There are people who monitor the rainfall, which is usually quite a lot for them to play with, but not this week. It's the hottest week of the year. Natural manure that then leaches nitrates into the water table. I guess that is incredibly important to keep an eye on. We used to have people who did that up in the fells, up in the hills, and they also kept all the tributaries clear of weeds. They don't particularly do that anymore. They laid them off, and now we have flooding on a regular basis. A lot of people are saying that we need to take it back to when there were individuals actually monitoring stuff and looking at things and keeping things clean, which wouldn't be a bad idea. But you know the government. So Paul's not going to be back before August. Mike got another mail today about the phased return to work, but he's nowhere near the top of that list yet. They're still talking about phasing the scientists back. So the only scientists that seem to be in there at the moment are the ones directly working on the COVID vaccine. They are now attempting to get more staff back. But, you know, there's a long way down the list from scientists to Mike, because he can work remotely to some degree. He's better off working remotely, because as he pointed out, and as I pointed something out to him as well, if he's in there and he's training, you've got the 2 meter rule to worry about. In addition to training people face to face, he also does the support clinic, and the support clinic, they sit next to each other. So that wouldn't happen. There's just no way that would happen. It couldn't. And the other thing, as I pointed out to him, one of the reasons that he goes in and he actually does face-to-face training is for people who are hearing impaired and they lip read, which is easier face-to-face because you've got all the mannerisms and things. It's easier than it is if it's done via video. But in the email that came to him, you're not allowed on site unless you're wearing a mask. Now, I did see on Facebook that there was a school for the deaf that were looking for masks that had like a transparent part over the mouth so the children could carry on lip reading but all be safe as well. And as I looked at this mask, I thought, wow, I hadn't thought of that. So it's obviously something that's about, but there's far more standard masks than there are special masks for circumstances like that. It had a kind of transparent part in it. And I thought, that must be incredibly warm. And the other thing I thought about was, unless it's made of some special material, surely it would also kind of fog up. So I don't know what's happening in that regard, but there is so much to think about when you think about going back. Oh, they had a transparent mask on Grey's the other night. I am one episode behind, I think. You've got a bad website, but you can see some of the stuff. Oh, is this your website? Do you make this website or did they make this website? Is it something you are working on or something you are stuck with? Oh, Mike and I have loads of stuff like that. It's not that bad. It's not that bad. I'm wondering what Fangs is. I'm drawn to that. Let's have a look. Now, you see, if it was in Chrome, it would offer to translate that for me. Third party made it. I'm surprised it's not on WordPress or a CMS of some description. Then it would be a lot easier to manage for you. Whoa, there seems to be a lot going on there. Wow. Industrial sludge. Well, we do have that in farms here, but not greatly close to us, let's say that. And you've got some navigation towers. Those would have been burnt down over here. That's still rumbling on, you know. I think the last lot that happened was in Warrington. Too old for that. And then Jonathan does fleet management. Jonathan does a lot, doesn't he? There's a lot going on with Jonathan. I can hear Mike in the other room. He'd sent the email out. I think about a dozen emails were sent out, and he was still hearing all about it, that he needed to do this and he needed to do that. And it was like, I've already sent that email. And he had half a dozen people saying, I'm not seeing the email. Ah, the joys of organising the tech. What can I say? Ooh, I have got something to show you as well. These are so cute. Where's my mouse pointer gone? You ever had one of those days? Right, let's get that done. Let's get that up. Now, that, so if I double click on a picture, you should be opening and you're not opening. And I want that. Oh, I have to draw around it. They are so cute. I'll get some pictures of those for tomorrow. It's going on a post-it note. So that'll happen for tomorrow because I'm double clicking and nothing's happening. Oh, Anthony's had a lockdown project. And Tracy provides monitoring equipment for TV and radio too. Brilliant. Let me have a look at that. lockdown project. Our lockdown project's just been surviving, I think. Actually, we did work out how much live content we put out, and it was over 150 hours since lockdown. Oh, I'm liking that. Love the background at the top. I use a similar one. Is that from Keynote? It looks like the background that's in Keynote, and I use that in my YouTube videos. It's very techie and I like it. I'm reading it. Oh, how wonderful. Oh, that's fantastic. We did... oh, we got room hire as well. I like going around looking at rooms I can hire. Oh, now they look just like the type that I would be using as well. That's fantastic. So you've done the whole site. Liking that. Jonathan, classic. I like it. I think it's a good contrast in colour. So, yeah, I like that. I do. Thing is, let me just take that down. Or can I? I'm going to open it up in another browser and do my other thing. Because sometimes people send you stuff and you look at it on a phone and it's far too tiny to read. But I'm thinking that would be perfect. Let's take that down. No, I think that's absolutely perfect. I've taken it down to iPhone size and it's perfect. I like the fact that the things are bold as well. All the navi's bold. Yes, I'm liking that. Looks really good. So it's in WordPress. Ah, WordPress is lovely. WordPress is one of those things that no matter what it is that you need, you'll find a plugin to do it. About 2-3 weeks ago, I had the priest on the phone. Somebody else had got candles. You remember me mentioning it? And he wanted candles on the website. And I'm like up to my armpits thinking, you want me to drop everything and make candles? But I got a plugin and he's very happy with it. So it took me all of 5 minutes and the job's done. And people are sending candles in. So he's having a whale of a time. Right. I'm going to have to get ready for the clap for carers. There's not a soul outside. Could well be just Mike and I. So I've got my phone charged because I have to have a different phone. Not logged in as me into Skype. I'm logged in as... Well, I've had a phone call from somebody that I don't know. That's interesting. Anyway, I found myself, so I'm ready to call myself and then I can dive downstairs. Plan being, when I get back from downstairs, it's going to be like literally, bye, because I've got about 20 minutes to make all of this catastrophe. I think I'm going to take a picture of this desk as well while I'm at it. Pull it all together and it all looked like a swan gliding. Jonathan needs his klaxon. Plugins for the contents, the related documents, something else, but I can't remember what the something else is. We try and use very, very few, to be honest, I must admit. I don't like overburdening it with plugins, but I make a judgment as to whether it's a necessity or not. And I think we've got about six that are necessities. Right, I'm about to ring myself, so I need to accept my own call. Hang on. Then you'll hear me twice, and then I'll disappear downstairs, and you'll be incredibly grateful.
You're going to clap for carers.
I am. I'm trying to call myself, and it's not working. All right, come on, call myself through. You can do. Oh no, it won't. It won't call. Oh, for crying out loud! Come on, call free. It is not letting me make this call. No, it's not letting me make this call, which means you're not going to hear us outside. Oh, no. It's just not doing it. Right, I'm going to force quit Skype and try again, and if that doesn't work, I'm going to nip off downstairs for 2 minutes and then I'll come back. We'll say howdy doody and then I'll get ready for later. It's not working. Skype is not letting me call at all. Okay, that's not working. I'm going to be back in a minute. Hang on. Don't move. No, Skype's not playing ball. Try and do it loud enough so you can hear. I'm back. Whoa. Well, they were all a bit late tonight. What can I say? Ah, right. Oh, Jonathan, best wait yet. I don't know why, but everybody was late here. There was us stood here on our own. The guy opposite didn't come out. Probably after last week's incident with the dog. But at the other far end of the road, there was a guy. And everybody else came out way late. But we did it. And as you can tell, I'm out of breath running up and down the stairs. Excellent, excellent. So who's joining me tonight in 27 minutes, 26 and a half minutes? Oh, and now we've got a bus tooting. For Working with Colour in Affinity Publisher. Oh, Paul, I'm glad you could hear it. Didn't want to seem to start and let you let the clap. That's exactly what I was saying to Mike. We've got these tambourines that we bought for Ladies' Night last November. And we go out there and start doing that. And I said, you know, Maureen's not out and Glenn and Jean aren't out and they're not out. And then once we started hammering away on the tambourines, they all came out. I think it is, like I said, wasn't really mentioned much on the TV today. But I think we should be just as grateful now as when all this mess started. So we'll carry it on like two idiots. Why not? My Skype's not making for calls. What on earth is wrong with it? I will deal with that for next week. It's been the tech day to never be repeated, hasn't it? So even that's not working. So if you are joining me later, 25 and a half minutes, please expect everything to go catastrophically wrong, because that's been my day so far. But But if he does go catastrophically wrong, I could always do it again, can't I? So I will see you very, very soon. Other than that, I will see you tomorrow when it's another two-show Friday. Mike and I have got to sort that out yet. It'll be fine. It'll be all fine. Skype's in union with the D key. I think it is, Kim. What I do is I've got three phones and I use my second phone and I'm logged into, because obviously I've got to call myself on Skype. So I'm logged in as the MacBytes user and everything's there and it just says, you know, call Elaine and it's not calling. Yeah, brilliant. Ah, well, I will fix that and when I fix everything else. Jonathan's confident. He's confident for a 4-4. We'll see how that goes, Jonathan. But you know what? Whatever it's like, we're going to have a good time. Which you can't say fairer than, can you? Right, well, I will say for now, good night from me, good night from Mike. We will both see you next time. But I'll see you in 24 minutes, 9 seconds, hopefully, on YouTube, unless something catastrophic happens. If I don't turn up, it's got even worse. But hopefully not. So we'll see you next time. Good night, guys. Stay safe.